Blog Talk Radio.
Mama, she gon' be your best friend. But that bitch ain't in love, she just tryna get them in.
Walk up in this, you better make that trucker. I'm throwing hundreds in your face, you better make that trucker. And when you hop up on it, you better make that trucker. Make that trucker.
Not fake with her walk. She got her head done right, I be breaking her off. I like them girls when I'm ready, she taking it off. She be telling me what to do, cause she thinks she the boss. And I don't say nothing to her, I let that money talk. We'll never trip much, we be shaking it off. Win, lose, or draw, I'm back against the wall. I'm willing to grow, cause I've wanted it all. I'm one of a kind, she one of them dimes. Been at it for a while, we putting in time. I'm loving her thoughts, she changing my mind. We learning together, the stars align. Fly face, nice body, a swag crazy. She working, she going to school, she ain't lazy. And when she out and about, she look wavy. And when they try to ask what's up, she say Casey.
I'll be a lady in the streets in a dress with her hair tied up. Or I can be a freak in the sheets in the room with her hands tied up. It's whatever you want, whatever you like, not a problem.
Whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Whatever you like.
Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like.
Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. Whatever you like. What
no doubt you. I ain't saying no name, but you know what I'm saying. I could tell it by the way that you move. Calling all the cuties to the floor right now. It's a lot of booty on the floor right now. Take it to the bus, we can go right now. We can roll right now, right now. It's some pretty pretties on the bus right now. That a hotel, we pulling up right now. Take a ride right now, baby, ride right now, right now. Got a room full of fly girls, got a thing for a fly girl. Don't you wanna be my girl? It's all about you. Get up on it like you should, girl. Cause I love it when I hug her. Turn around and be a good girl. This is your favorite song.
You know that every time you leave me, even though I know how men be talking, I just know that you wanna beat me. Can't admit I fell in love with a bad chick. Back then she ain't had it. Now she grown up, she got asses. Wanna know what she got that ass at. She hit my horn, I toot-toot on it. Got a dump truck, I put a boot on it. Don't mess in this loot on it. Treat it like my whip and put some shoes on it.
Got a dump truck, put a boot on it. Trick and spin loot on loot on. Woke up in the club, two on. She a bad chick, put shoes on. Goddamn fell in love with a bad chick. Their friends take me to Paris. Dominican mommy from Cali. I said, go and bend it over, let me grab it. I said, go and bend it over, making that. Woke up in the club, rolling TV on the glass. I ain't looking at you, looking way past. Young fly G's up, pocket full of cash. You know where to find me, you know when you need me. All my dogs eat it, I tell you I ain't greedy. Too much to leave, and I ain't going public. Shorty is easy.
I just ain't going with a bad chick. You know what to call when you need it. Wish I had another you, I'm greedy. Sometimes I just can't get greedy. Goddamn, I fell in love with a bad chick. You know that every time you leave me. Even though I know how men be talking, I just know that you wanna beat me. Any man fell in love with a bad chick. Back then she ain't had it. Now she grown up, she got asses. Wanna know what she got that ass at. She hit my horn, I toot-toot on it. Got a dump truck, I put a boot on it. Don't mind spending this loot on it. Treat it like my whip, I put some shoes on it.
Pull up with my niggas, make a move. Red light, green light, no it ain't good. Used to walk up in the store, couldn't afford that. Now I walk up in the store, buying all that. Drink it till the head, man, spill the woos. Pull up in the old school, but I want some new. Red to the head, man, we getting all that. Shorty, if I don't ask, don't even call back.
And I can see why the people hate me. Pull up in the drop and the watch 80. Pull up to the front and you know I paid it. Got a new crib and skated.
Came from the bottom, watching ball out. Drink it to the head, smoke till you fall out. Counting up some money, keep the dough locked. All my getting to this money, no lie.
Got a good thing going with a bad chick. You know what to call when you need it. Wish I had another you, I'm greedy. Sometimes I just get greedy. Goddamn, I fell in love with a bad chick. You know that every time you leave me. Even though I know how men be talking, I just know that you wanna beat me. Can't admit I fell in love, 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 fell in
love. All right. Hey, you all. Welcome back to What the Hell She Said Tuesdays. It's your girl, Sierra, also known as Miss Event Planner. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at MISSEP_Sierra, C-I-A-R-A. And I have my business partner.
It's your girl, Megan. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter as Brown Baby Coco. That's BrownBabyCoco. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Oh, and on Snapchat. I just joined the Snapchat community. Same name.
Well, I'm so behind schedule on that. I don't have a Snapchat. I don't have a I was working my city Monday last night, and someone had a yaddle, something. You can go to different communities and see exactly what they posted, like a UCF, a FAMU. FAMU be turned to the max. And I was in disbelief what I was seeing. Like, it was kind of like minor porn kind of
stuff. Oh, wow.
But anywho. Well, you all tonight, we have a very special guest on the line. She'll be calling in tonight around about 10:30. Her name is Nixa Lexus. She is also known as Miss Redbone or Redbone 3 on Instagram and on Twitter and all through Orlando. She have a big business that's moving right now. It's a nonprofit organization by the name of Team Motivation. It's dedicated to some beautiful young ladies and motivating them and inspiring them to do better and want better. And I'm so happy to speak to her about it tonight.
We had the pleasure of attending her first annual Team Motivation Banquet this Saturday. It's a very nice event, very good turnout. Everyone was dressed in their beautiful white, and we got to meet the girls, and they wore water plaques. So it was good to see something positive in the community and people supporting her.
Of all races, I mean, it was men in the building, it was women. It was really nice. I really enjoyed myself, and I look forward to seeing the one that's going to take place next year.
Yes, most definitely. So we're going to get into what the hell was said this week. Well, more recently, first we want to give our condolences to the family of the families that were victims of the recent college massacre that happened in Oregon. It's very sad to hear. Again, it goes into, you know, discussions about gun control,
bullying,
but it also brings up, I mean, to me, the fact of, I posted, made a post today, and it's about race in the media. Now, when Trayvon Martin and we are victims, like, we can be victims of crime, and they will go up and dig up our past. I made a post that said Trayvon was like, as soon as Trayvon was killed, they were like, oh, he was suspended 3 times, and you know, Eric Garner was
smoking marijuana.
However, this guy that went and killed the people in Oregon, the headlines read, they say he loved his mother and that he was a loner. You know, and it's just like, what? You know, and it really disturbs me. And it just shows that we still have a long way to go as well. But on a lighter note, we're going to get something that really upset me as well is the Kardashians will be gracing the Cosmopolitan cover this month, yet the title that they were deemed was what, dear?
First American Family.
Okay.
I thought Caitlyn was going to be on there, like showing unity or something. I really didn't get it, but.
Well, I mean, I thought the first American Family was the Obamas that live in the White House.
Well.
So, again, I know people are going to bring race into this. Colin Powell is the same magazine a couple months ago that they had the pictures talking about fails and, you know, lipstick. And all the black women had fails. And all of the white women who had on, you know, the plum-colored lipsticks were, like, on head-on with, like, being a trend. A lot of people were angry. It's been all over the blogs and all over talk shows. A lot of people did not like it because, in my opinion, me, myself, I live in America, and I don't like the Kardashians.
I don't even. I try not even to click net, go to the channel that is on to make sure they get no hits on my side.
So, I mean, who gave them that title? I just want to know. But the magazine itself has not hit the shelves, but digitally it has been released, and it's all over the web. If you have not saw it, go take a look at it and let us know what you think.
So, do you see Rick Ross and Lisa Galore?
What happened? Isn't that girl young enough to be his daughter?
Oh, she's not that young.
She said when she was in the 6th grade, she said she was going to marry Rick Ross.
In the 6th grade, girl.
And she said, I'm not lying. She said when she was in the 6th grade, she said she was going to marry Rick Ross.
But Rick Ross been around for about, Port of Miami is when I found out about him. And that was 2006. So it had been almost 10 years. So, and she was in the 6th grade.
and I don't even know. Anywho, I mean, we was just giving big ups to Mean Lee.
It's cute, though.
I mean, it's all right.
Yeah,
I thought Mean Lee was cuter with him.
I mean, too, but they
body
the reason why is
and
because
they,
she's a self-made woman. This woman named Lisa just proves that, girl, eat your rice and cabbage and suck dick and you can get you a man.
Really, Megan?
Really?
Well, Usher chick been doing something right because it's sure that they have gotten married. Congratulations, Usher.
In Cuba.
You wouldn't make a difference where they got married.
I thought that was so exotic,
Cuba.
You know?
Okay.
In Cuba. You know, since we're able to go to Cuba now, you know, everybody's going to do it big. Go ahead, Usher. Marry that old lady.
Hey, she need to teach us what's going on because obviously we missing something because she got them.
Teach a class.
Something.
But congratulations to them. What else?
Omarion canceled that little London tour.
Okay. I've never not been an Omarion fan. Omarion just never been, like, on my radar.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he just, this song he had, M-I-M-I-M-I. When he first started on Midnight Music, I was like, oh, okay, I like him. But I've never, like, really paid attention to him. But in London, there's this club with all these initials, BTSRLL. It's, like, a live club in London. And four girls a couple weeks ago tried to get into the club and were told that they were too dark and too fat to get into the club. And two other girls were mixed. And the promoter said, you two can come in, but your friends got to leave. They can't come. So they had a protest the following weekend at the club outside. People showed up and with their bullhorns and their signs the same night that Karrueche was set to attend. Now, Karrueche, she really needs that check. So she went. She made a comment. People asked her about it, but she said, you know, it was unfortunate, but her ass still went. Omarion, on the other hand, was set to appear this weekend, but he canceled. He said, nope, not going. Not doing it. I think that a man standing up for women is very rare in today's society, and he made a big statement with that.
So, speaking of a statement, and he has baby number two on the way as well. Congratulations to them.
Yeah, they're so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I like April.
She all right.
Why you do that?
When they came here to Orlando, she was just kind of bougie, and I'm like, bitch, who is you? So anyway,
you know how LA girls are.
I don't care. I'm from Duval. I don't see none of that. So I would like to give a moment of silence to, well, we're going to keep praying and hope that some people may just make this, you know, magically may be on
an island.
What's it called? Gilligan's Island? You know, I don't know. Gilligan Island. Maybe someone may just pop up or something. But if you haven't seen El Fargo, I don't think it's El Fargo, maybe.
It is.
I think it's El Faro.
I
don't know, whatever it is. But the cargo ship, that's where you see the G at, cargo.
It's
a cargo ship that left from out of Jacksonville last Tuesday. Even though we was warned and everyone was worried about this storm that was going to hit.
Hurricane Joaquin.
It was like the biggest one since Hurricane Sandy that hit over there in that area. And, you know,
the captain took it upon himself.
He'd been doing this for 20 years, and they said that he was very, you know, he knew what he was doing. But
their engine, I read tonight that what happened was their engine stalled.
And then water came inside, and last time they spoke to them, the workers was getting the water out, and then they lost power, and then they lost communication Thursday. And now it is Tuesday, and they have not discovered anything, but a lot of,
they found one body.
That has not been able to been recognized yet.
Yeah.
And, I mean, oil sheen, cars, it's all types of stuff. There's over $1 billion worth of load on that ship. So, I mean, it's just unfortunate. It says 33 people, 5 Polish and 27 Americans.
Mm.
And a lot of them are from Jacksonville. I mean, they from Maine. One just graduated from school. It's just very sad. I think it was 2 women as of now that they know for sure was on the boat.
They interviewed one of the girls' mothers, and she actually had a conversation with her, email. And she told her mother that it was very dangerous, but to give her love to everyone. The tone of the email felt like she wasn't sure they were going to make it, which made it even more sad. So just send your prayers up for those families again. And let's just pray that there are some survivors.
Absolutely. Red Cross is helping, like, with the hotel stays and helping with transportation for the families while they wait to actually hear what's going on. And it's just very unfortunate that they should have just waited. Like, it's not that serious.
I guess that money was,
but now they're going to have a very big lawsuit. I'm pretty sure that's three families that you all have to take care of for the rest of your lives.
Yeah.
But, you know, lives being cut short when someone was actually trying to do something right by going to work and take care of their family. And I think that's all we have to really talk about. Oh, Nick Gordon. Nick Gordon possibly may be charged for killing Bobby Christina.
With murder.
Yep. We shall see how that
turns. They're having a private, like a grand jury that's like is working on indicting him. Right now, they're just trying to see if they have enough evidence to convict him, of course. Also, I don't know if any of you saw it, Sierra did it, but if you saw Brandy getting fired from LA Basketball Wives LA last night, that was the most hilarious thing ever. But you never cuss your boss out. I don't care what you're going through. But just watch your mouth around your mouth. But my problem with it is, Shawnee took it upon herself to be a part of the cast, and then you should be a part of the cast argument. So, you know, if you're going to be a part of the cast, you need to get red like one. So, I mean, but whatever.
She said, anyways.
She said, thank you for your services. And Brandy's mouth was, like, open, like,
okay, so you all, we're about to get into this ride out by our favorite DJ True Story. But before we get into that, I have a few shout outs and a few mentions. My birthday is this Thursday. I'm needing a boyfriend by Thursday, you all.
No, ma'am.
I do need a boyfriend.
Not by Thursday.
By Thursday. I got my eye on something.
He ain't having it.
I got my eye on something, though. But anyway, I'm just playing. So this Saturday, we're going to be at Monica at the Florida Theater. And also, Young Thug will be at Vane on October 24th. Yo Gotti is at Majestic November 21st, the Classic. Make sure you get your tickets. Future, October 16th, we're going to be at the Coliseum in Tallahassee. And shout out to Bogart. He got a music studio. I can't tell you exactly where it's located at, but it's called Hip House. And I'm doing a grand opening for it on November 8th. And we have a special guest that's going to be coming. So y'all look for that, you know?
All right.
You know, anybody want a song write, you know, dance, all that. We need them up in that studio.
Okay.
And I think that's all I have to talk about. What you got, Megan? Anything else? You got a wedding on the 24th?
I'm just working good.
Just working. I'm with you on that. Well, let's go ahead and get into this ride out. We're going to have Miss Alexis that's going to be calling in any minute now, and I cannot wait to hear all the goodies that has happened and all the people that's been calling her. I know her phone is ringing because her banquet was everything this weekend.
Well, let's get into this ride out, and then we'll have Miss Alexis on the line from Team Motivation.
The money turned into a monster. The money turned my noodles into pasta. The money turned my tuna into lobster. They wanna do me, I'm a noob like a monster. Whoa. I put my jewelry on his feet. 100,000, I used to do that every week. Never sleep, it's funny, I would never speak. You see the foreign in my city, that was me. 8 a.m., I'm on the north side of Philly. Riding around like these haters don't wanna kill me. It's a shame how they hate on me. You gotta feel me. I started off with a dollar and got a million. I'm like, do it for the ground. She don't want a bus, I say, do it for them bands, yeah. I say, do it for them bands, fool. With that bro, you should do it for your man. Lately, I've been on the low with a hoe that you probably know. Took it to the crib and met mama right at the door. Mama started smiling like, mama, I gotta go. I done took so many trophies to mama. My mama know I turn a real nigga. I get that money, pay the bills. My mama told me you a real nigga. And I be hanging with the real killers. Now, what a feeling when you're looking at the ladies with the noise. I'm looking at the baddest bitch, you know, and you can pop it. The youngest in my city doing it. I got it on the other level. Been a minute, money is the type of love. The money turned into a monster. The money turned into noodles and a pasta. The money turned into a monster.
If you had her, you would only disappoint her. And you know I had to go and do the remix on some G-Brick.
They ain't looking, I don't want it. They ain't looking, I don't want it. They ain't looking, I don't want that girl now.
look at the
weather.
Tryna say she was a gold digger. You broke, how would you know?
I tell her where to show dress. Touching off between her legs. We about to turn the section to a bed.
See you looking at my woman.
If they ain't looking, I don't want that guy.
No, no.
They ain't looking, I don't
want that.
Young nigga on my old shit, and we still talking about my old chick. Bad, bad contest, let's not start that. Cause y'all know where the bar at.
High.
Ain't worth being seen in the air. Same me, she ain't got no reason being on my team. I'm saying, I'm from the A, we don't pass. She ain't sitting on rotisserie. Sorry, little shorty, but your air meant to me. If he don't want your head all up in your ear, wow. I need the one that got that whole beat up club talk. Can't, like, man, where the hell we hit him? Got damn, I wish I could hit him. Drinking in turn, she let him. Watching and yearning for this. We burning through bodies and shit like we won the championship. Back up in the beat, like, whoa, she got the host jumping like this.
I'm too legit, go hammer with the foolishness. My nana said my grandma can maneuver this industry until I'm stupid rich, and now I'm stupid rich. Ah! Woo, woo, woo. Assuming this is more than humorous, a pimp a butterfly, my newest. In fact, the rumor is the way I prove it.
I'm a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean. I'm a classic man.
Rick Ross, they asked him about, because you know, Rick Ross, I mean,
50 Cent filed for bankruptcy after Rick Ross's baby mama sued him. So what Rick Ross said was that he looked very superficial, and he would be ashamed of himself if he made his first CD was called Get Rich or Die Trying, and you filed bankruptcy.
Mm.
So you know he gonna have something to say
tomorrow. Maybe on that tonight. I ain't see it tonight.
Let me go follow 50. Because
he's too controversial. He gets on my everlasting nerves.
I don't know why I love 50.
I may like him when I see him in person, but he's someone I want to be like, oh my
he's
god.
He's like the jackass you love to hate. Almost.
He had to walk on eggshells because he gonna ride out on your ass.
Yeah. He don't care. He get low down, dirty in the mud.
I don't care either, because I'm from the mud. I'm through it. But anyway, so Alexa's going to be calling out any minute. Excuse me, calling in any minute. But our topic tonight is, you know, Alexa's work with beautiful young ladies, of all ages, starting at the age of 6. And, you know, we have all types of bullying right now. And I think it's much different because it's social media, so you can get bullied without even coming to school. So we're going to talk about, have you been bullied and all that?
Never been bullied.
We're gonna talk about that today. By my family members, not by anybody in school, because they already know who my family was. So I ain't had no problem.
My first time being bullied was by my kindergarten teacher.
How did that happen, Megan?
She used to pick at me. I never forget. She used to make me. One day I had a fever bed, and I was like moving around my seat and I was jumping around. And so she was like, "Do that in front of the class." And she made me jump up and down in front of the class. And she used to make me do that, ridicule me. And I never told my mother until, the end of the school year. And I got kicked out of the school. Because I went to private school. Mom went up there with me there. So
I did the same.
My mother was so angry at me because she was like, why did you never tell me? I just always just never wanted to go to school. She always wanted to go. So.
Well, I'm glad she did what she did, Megan.
It was like a whole year I went through that. It was horrible.
I'm sorry you went through that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Alexis, hey, honey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, we're doing good. Thank you for joining us tonight. We really, really appreciate it.
Oh, what a pleasure.
Have you got some wrestling this weekend, honey? Because it took me about 4 weeks to get my life after my event. I don't know about you, but it took about 4 weeks.
I don't slept 2 days already. I'm so tired.
You deserve it. You had a very beautiful event. The girls look beautiful. You look nice. And everything was just beautiful.
It was very organized. I cannot wait till next year.
I know it took me so long to get it together. I mean, all that stress paid off. I was very excited. I got a lot of good compliments from it.
That hair was busting, girl. There you go with that damn hair. I'm sorry.
Thanks for taking care.
The hair, the core, it was so good. So we're going to get straight into this interview, Alexis, and we're going to discuss, bullying, team motivation, and all that good stuff. So when did and why did you begin team motivation?
I started team motivation last year, September 3rd of 2014. I started team motivation because I was actually one of those lucky ones that actually had my mom and dad and, the guidance as, growing up as a little girl. And, I didn't quite see that here in Orlando where I, live now with the little girl. So, I decided to get this program up and running and trying to give back to the girls, being an ear to listen and, helping with guidance and leadership.
Okay. Well, who are the main people? So you have you and who?
As the CEO and founder, and then I have my managing director, Tabri Ruiz. I met her last year. She actually has been a part of the program since day one, a lot of help, and I don't think I could have did it without her. And then I have Shakira Jacobs, who's actually one of my main leaders. She runs lessons with Tabri on our Wednesday meetings. And then we have Megan coming on for our second season.
I'm excited, too. I'm so, ready. Those girls are tripping.
I've seen them. They was getting it. Watch me whip.
And it was so funny because they was getting it. Watch me whip, do the cha-cha. They were doing everything you named.
Man, so
but as soon as they turn on that,
they
had
so much fun.
Time to go.
They left the stage. I said, dang. You just tell them. Well, okay, time to go.
Who is this? Now, how, like, what is the ultimate goal? What vision do you see for Team Motivation?
For Team Motivation to be nationwide, you know, for a lot more girls in the community in our Central Florida area to join. My goal is to be in Tampa, Florida, May 1st.
That's Tampa, Florida, May 1st, 2006?
Yeah, May 1st, 2016.
2016. That's showing my age. I might be 31 in less than 2 days, and that's showing my age.
For 2006.
That's my goal, and I think, yeah, the banquet was my goal. I achieved it, and now that's my goal. So, you know, with God's willing, I'm going to be able to achieve that.
Do you have some connects in Tampa already, or is that something you just try to work on right now?
Well, when I had all my leaders in Team Motivation, one of my leaders, her name is Tiffany, she actually moved to Tampa. So I think I will basically start with her and then, you know, gain the leadership and stuff from her.
I go to school in Tampa, so. But I got a few people down there. My girl, Urban Addiction, her name is Amber. I can connect you with her. She do PR for a lot of different artists there, but she do have younger kids, too. So that will be a good connection for you all in Tampa.
Most definitely.
Now, how difficult is it maintaining an image and being, like, a positive role model?
Maintaining my image and being a positive role model, I think is, you know, I don't think it's that difficult as I thought it would be, being that my program is based off reality. So, you know, you live and you learn, and not, you know, like I tell my girls, it's okay to make mistakes. You know, when you make mistakes, you learn from it and you teach others around you, you know. So I don't think it's that difficult to maintain my image because my image is me, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, I live my life as if, you know, a part of what I believe in. So being that the program is more on the real-life situation, I don't think it's been that hard for me to balance it.
So how do you balance, like, your personal life? I know you have a boyfriend and, you know, you have your own family, your own friends. How do you balance your personal life with Team Motivation? Do you, like, put time aside, like, no, I'm all about my dude today, or how do you do that?
Yes, most of the time. Wednesdays are, like, my days where I don't do anything. That's, like, my paperwork day for Team Motivation in the morning, and we meet, you know, 6 to 8. I do have a job, so, you know, when I'm not working, my day consists of Team Motivation. And, you know, as far as my friends and my family and my boyfriend, they're very supportive of what I have going on. So, you know, a lot of times I could be riding around with my boyfriend and want to do something for Team Motivation, and he's right by my side. So, you know, just with the support that I have, it's been, you know, it's been easy for me to balance it all out. I mean, I think they, you know, take part in a lot of that I do. So it's been pretty easy balancing it.
That it makes everything easier when you have a support system. Like having your family, and because it's amazing how sometimes your family can be the most negative people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a blessing when you have them that are positive. So that's an awesome thing. So
I know
how
I had
can
come up for the banquet. So it was, you know, it was real good to see everybody. It's like I brought a family reunion in.
Your family was there, your mom, everybody. Hey, take a picture. Come over here. Bring her up too. Over here. She can't wake up. Come over here. It was so cute.
I thought I was never going to move from the picture booth.
Now, how can anyone, like you or our listeners, contribute to Team Motivation and to its growth?
I would definitely point everybody in the direction of my website, www.teammotivation.org. You have all your different links there. If you would like to be a leader, you know, you can reach out to me from there. to sign your girls up and to email us, you will also go to our website. So, you know, that's the best way to, you know, volunteer and contribute to Teen Motivation.
So I know you said you have a day job, Alexis, and I know the attended mark or the attended goal for Teen Motivation is to be nationwide. What do you want to be, not when you grow up, but what do you want your career to be?
Well, I'm actually in school. I just completed my real estate class. My real estate school, and I take my test October 16th. So that's my next goal as far as my career and what I'm going for, real estate.
Good luck. Super start.
I'm looking for me a house in March. So, well, Ashley, I'm kind of moving to my house in March. So let me know when you're ready, okay?
I'm definitely going to let you know.
Now, our topic tonight is bullying. And what started that conversation was that was one of the things that you mentioned at the banquet that you teach the girls about and how they were being bullied and didn't even know that they were being bullied.
Right.
So what type of bullying are you hearing about more so now that we didn't really have to experience so much when we were in school? In elementary,
I think more so now is the, cyberbullying. A lot of people have been on the internet, you know, the kids are learning how to use these electronics and, you know, Instagram and Snapchat and, you know, they're using these websites to attack each other and doing meaningful things to people. And I don't think parents are, you know, actually realizing how serious these social networks are. You know what I'm saying? Myself have had pages made about me where people said hurtful things, you know, said things that weren't really true, but, you know, people don't know you. So people looking at these things, you know, get an image off of you of somebody that's making these things up behind the internet and stuff like that. So I think, cyberbullying is a big thing right now. And then, of course, you know, you got everybody, the physical, the fighting and all of that.
And all these fight videos do not help at all. That makes it, I'm scared to get in the fight, and I'm in school. I'm like, damn, I gotta watch it back to back.
They got World Star Hip Hop. They got all these things. So it's like,
yeah.
You don't want to make it to the internet and everybody laughing at you.
Yeah.
So, Alexis, I know, I mean, you have an all ages that's there. Do you have them that come to you and tell you, like, this is what's happening to me at school? Do you actually have that happen there?
Yeah, Tabri actually dealt with one of those issues. And, you know, for us as, you know, their leaders, we actually reach out to their parents right away, you know, to let them know what's been going on. We also ask them to, you know, before we go to parents, we try to communicate with the girls and get as much information we can out of them. So, you know, when we go to their parents, we're going with full details. And, you know, of course, we tell them, let your teachers know and then let your mom know. And we ask that parents take further action by going to the school, speaking to the principal. You know, and if the principal need to take further action, then we go from there.
You know, I know, I seen a report today where the little boy who killed himself.
Oh, yeah.
The family suing?
Yeah, the family suing the school district because they felt that the school didn't do enough.
They didn't press any charges.
After making multiple complaints to the school,
it came to school and killed itself at the school.
That's just sad.
It's like, our kids are experiencing things that we didn't really have to, and it's like, it feels like it's getting worse. And it seems like the school is just not really paying attention. So it's good to have, they have that outlet, you know, to talk to with Teen Motivation. We got to get more people.
Right. For parents, I think they need to, you know, communicate with the kids more, you know, allow them to talk a little bit more instead of us, you know, going. I know it's like for parents, it's kind of hard for you to watch your child experience things when you feel like you can stop them from experiencing it. But when you communicate with your child, you will know a lot more of what's going on, you know, around them, them surrounding themselves around friends and stuff like that. Communication with the girls, with me and Tabri, takes us a long way. They open up, you know, more than we think they would.
Now, how do you promote anti-bullying within your organization?
How do we promote anti-bullying?
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, ask me a question. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh. Elizabeth, how do you prevent how do you promote anti-bullying within your organization with the girls?
I mean, our girls, we try to get them to look at this organization as if they're a family. You know, if you see your friend being mean and, you know, step up and be a leader, you know, get in between your friends and let them know that it's not right. We try to get them to communicate with each other and be more of a family. You know, if we see them picking at each other, we'll instantly stop them and, you know, explaining them what they're doing and how that could be bullying. And I think they learn from that.
So, you know, I'm a mom, Alexis. I'm a single mom. What will you, I know that you don't, are you a mother, Alexis? You don't have kids, do you?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, so I know, I mean, you basically, your mom are like 25 girls on Wednesday. So what do you recommend for parents that we may not know what's going on within the schools right now? What should we look out for or what should we pay more attention to at this point when it comes to our kids?
I would say, you would pay more attention to them and their actions, their grades, you know, their education.
And she said communicating with them. Yeah. I mean, I try to communicate with my child all the time. He'd be telling me, I mean, he's especially in the morning time, he don't want to hear it. He'd be trying to get out the car. But when we go to our dinners, I can get stuff out of him.
Yeah. If you communicate, you're going to get everything out of them. Especially letting them know that it's okay to them.
You know, our kids feel like they go unheard, like their opinion doesn't matter, their voice is king. Tell you, I'm trying to tell you something. Not listening. You got to listen. So, Alexis, so basically we have, this is year two coming up right now. We have, you about to be one of the biggest real estate agents in Orlando. You're about to, what else do we have going on? We've got a takeover Tampa come May 1st, 2016. Megan is joining
Amen.
Me now. And what else we got coming up? What's next for Alexis? And how can people contact you regarding team motivation or to looking to getting them a house in a few months?
Definitely, like I said, hit me up on my website at www.teammotivation.org or our Instagram at teammotivation2014. Next for me tomorrow, I'll be taking a trip with the girls to Seminole County Jail facility for a tour there, and then we'll be doing some college tours this year. So if you want to get your girls involved, hit up our website.
They going to the jail.
What? Y'all going
to the jail? Oh Lord! Already. My mommy used to come with the correction officer. She used to always tell me, keep on. You're going to be in here with me. You won't be with them bitches.
No,
so that's good. That's really good that you're doing that. And so I just love, we just love positive things, you know. You know that. So.
Thank you.
Well, you
so
know
much.
You got See Me in Your Dreams. You got Megan is going to be there every Wednesday. Me, I work my third job on Wednesday, so that's why I have not stopped by. But, you know, you got me in spirit, and if you need anything, please feel free to contact us no matter what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you so much. Y'all definitely motivate me to keep on going. I mean, it's not easy as people think, you know, so I really thank everyone for their encouragements and their words, so. It keeps me going also.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Alexis, for joining us.
Yeah.
I'll be seeing you soon. Wednesday could be next Wednesday?
No, they're not having it this Wednesday. 2 weeks.
This Wednesday we'll be at the jailhouse, and then next Wednesday we off for a week.
In Seminole, and then college tours coming up. But we'll how will people be able to get their girls involved in team motivation in the future?
They just go on our website and contact us, and our information So you just go on the website, click sign her up, and then you can, you know, sign her up. It automatically comes to our cell phones to where we can put, print it out and get them a file ready for that following Wednesday that they start attending.
All right. Well, my sister will be there in a few weeks. All right, you heard her, people. Get your daughter signed up for Team Motivation. Get them involved in something positive and support Alexis and Team Motivation 2014. All right. Well, thank you so much again.
Thank you,
Alexis. Have a good night, baby.
You're welcome. You too.
All right, you all, thank you to all our callers and all our listeners tonight that wanted to join us and hear our boo Alexis speak. Now, back to the bullying. I was bullied as a child by my family, my brother, and I'm serious, like serious, and my cousin Big Bruce. Hey, I had a jerry curl. And, like, in my, I don't know what days was that, but I cut all my hair off and I had no choice but to get a jerry curl. So I got this Jerry curl, and my cousin's like, Jerry curl, Jerry. I mean, literally, like, don't get mad because you got the Jerry curl. Nobody wants you because you got the Jerry curl. Like, I mean, and I'd be, like, crying. And this is out east, the hood. You know, I'm the first street apartments, East Side Gardens. He just riding out on me with all his friends kicking on me. I'm just like, nobody like me. I got a Jerry curl. I was so embarrassed, and I still had all my pictures. Half my pictures probably, like, threw them away.
We had a Jerry curl.
I had a Jerry curl, girl. I would never do that to anybody. My mom put me on a Jerry goddamn curl. Can I believe that, lady?
I wasn't bullied again. Like, I said, it happened in kindergarten with my teacher, but I wasn't bullied by my peers. I think it was only in elementary school because I was on dark skin. I was dark.
You listen to some Black of the Berry, baby. The sweet of the juice.
I didn't know about that in elementary school, girl.
Tupac was talking about it.
Well, I used to be called Blackie, Black Cat,
oh,
Black Guns, So Black Fit You.
Ooh.
And then I got boobs in the fourth grade. That was horrible. You know, when you got boobs in the fourth grade, you look like an oddball.
Jealous.
So the big titties, it was horrible. Mm. But then I learned how to fight. So that changed everything. It changed my life.
I'm glad you learned how to fight. Oh, no, get your ass out there and better fight. And then I come back. And you get beat up, you better go back out.
I learned how to fight. And I didn't have any problems ever since then. And then the boys started liking my boobs and my brown skin. And so it's.
So then you came brown baby Coco.
Yeah, brown baby Coco. There it is. There it is.
Oh,
so, and I look at the girls used to bully me now, and I'm like, I see some of them in the streets on Facebook, you know, in Facebook land.
Look at thehotmess.com.
There he is.
All right, you all. So next Friday at Beecham, my boys, Cool America, I'm going to make some shade. Yep, they're going to be here next Friday at Beecham.
I don't care what they say. I shake my ass there, so.
I'm going to make some shade. But it's next Friday at Beecham, you all. My birthday, again, is this Thursday. I'm looking for somebody to take me to get some oysters. I want a massage, and I want to go to the theme park.
I
do need a man that I like.
For all of that.
I need a man I like.
Right.
That's the problem. I'm liking this news. But anyways, you all, next week, I'm not sure who we're going to have on the line, but I'm pretty sure it'll be somebody from Duval County. So with that being said, you all, you know, make sure y'all send me a couple birthday wishes, you know, a gift card or two or three or four. All right, you all have a good night, and let's ride out to our favorite DJ, DJ True Story. Oh, what the hell?
She said Tuesdays. Catch you next week.
You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I always want it too. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. Tell mama you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. I know, you know I know that this ain't right. Cause you want me, cause
I got dough. Ever since you robbed me, shut my phone, slam my door. You know I know that you been on it, but I've been on it, on the low. So let a young nigga get down on it. Yeah, love when you spin round on it. Yeah, even though a young nigga want you. Shawty, I promise the truth, and when I come down on it, yeah, you love when I'm down on it. Yeah, fuck around, spend time on it. Yeah, that's why I came back top down. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mama, you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mama, you know I. You gon' need to do more than just. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mama, you know I always wanted to. You gon' have to do more than just. You gon' have to do less for you. So, mama, you know I. You gon' need to do more than just.
Felt like my vision been bigger than a bigger picture. Crazy how you gotta wait until it's dark out to see who really with you. Crazy how I even went and missed you, but it should come back around to get you. Crazy like all my niggas. Crazy like all my niggas. Remember I deleted all my other girls' numbers out the phone for you. Remember when you had to take the bar exam, I drove in the snow for you. Yeah, you probably don't remember half the shit that I did for you. Yeah, you ain't really with me way back then, but how about now? Cause I'm up right now, and you suck right now. Oh, you thought you had it all figured out back in, but how about now? Cause I'm up right now, and you suck right now. Yeah, you thought the little effort that you put in was enough, girl. How about now? Yeah, girl, how about now? How about now, about now, girl? What about now, girl? How about now? How about now? How about now? How about now?
Is that her in the VIP line with the V10 and the Easter run? Used to drive the Nissan, now she in a Beamer. I don't want her, cause she from the corner. And I heard that Beamer was a loner. Her old man, the owner. And I don't even drink Coronas. What type of drink you want, bro? No champagne forever. On dirty Sprite forever. You come sit with me if you like to change the weather. If you wanna live better, we can buy a crib wherever. Don't get too thirsty. Get used to the cheddar. I wanna tell the world about you just so they can get jealous. And if you see a boy, I do. Tell I wish that I met her. Turn on the light. I'm looking for my suit. I heard she keep her promises, ain't never turn on you. I heard she ain't gon' cheat and she gon' never make no move. I heard she be the end that you need and she gon' do. Now your niggas know you filler.